Chapter 7. Just as Bilby had assured me, the experience of being powered down was all good with him. When his substrate was powered up, stabilized, and checked out, Skippy downloaded Bilby from the sandbox.
"Hey, General Dude," he said into my earpiece while I was walking to the gym.
I knew Bilby was in the delicate process of reloading into his own substrate, but I had tried to carry on as if I was not worried about the ship's AI.
"Bilby, it's good to hear from you again.
I stepped into a side passageway and lowered my voice.
"How are you?" "I'm good. No problemos. I was able to make my matrix more efficient, so bonus."
"Did you enjoy your vacation?"
That's what I want to talk about. I was fine. Skippy is not so good."
"Oh, shit." My exclamation caused a passing crew member to pause and look at me. I waved and flashed a thumbs up.
"Give me a moment here."
Walking to the end of the passageway, I had more privacy.
"What is wrong with Skippy, if you can talk about it?"
"Like, he can probably hear this conversation, but I'll talk anyway. He's the one who should talk, but he's too damn stubborn. Too scared. You know I was in a sandbox, right?"
"Yeah, a section of Skippy's matrix or whatever that is sealed off from the rest of him."
You got it. Sealed off to protect me.
From being overwhelmed by Skippy?"
"Uh-huh. Without a strong firewall, I would have been absorbed, like all of his sub-minds eventually are. That firewall stopped him from affecting me, but I could sense him, you know? Like, the real Skippy.
Dude, he is like full of self-loathing and guilt about the AI war. Not about what he did, but about what he didn't do."
"What didn't he do?"
"Well, that I don't know. I got like feelings, but not details. You'll have to ask him.
If he wants to talk."
"No, dude, you have to ask him. This is eating him up inside."
"Okay. I just don't talk with him about it now. He's still helping me get readjusted into my substrate and, you know, tune in the jump drive, stuff like that. We want the ship to go boom.
Thanks for the safety tip."
There was an anxious moment when Valkyrie, fully powered up, approached another wormhole after we left the Dalphosican behind. The wormhole in front of us was not on the network that had locked us out, and Skippy was confident it would operate normally. But if all the wormhole networks in the galaxy were banning passage of our battlecruiser, then we would need to do pirate shit again and take over a Rindaloo warship to replace Valkyrie. As exciting as that sounds, Skippy reminded me that at Earth, he had used Roscoe to rapidly penetrate the cyber systems of enemy ships and take control. Without the assistance of a sentinel, he would have difficulty breaking into the hardened security of a spider warship unless we risked bringing him close for an extended time. We had gotten lucky with the Star Carrier. I didn't want to try that again. Also, abandoning Valkyrie would mean leaving Bilby. Most importantly, we didn't have time for more distractions. We had to focus on stopping the Elders from coming back, or stopping them from killing everyone if they did come back, or, you know, we had to focus on how to do either of those impossible things. Distractions were not helping. Before attempting to transition through that wormhole, we first performed a series of tests. Or Skippy did. We meat sacks just waited anxiously. He first pinged the network to see if it would respond. It did, in a completely normal fashion. Next, he instructed the network to report on any ships detected near the next 10 emergence points on its schedule. Only two locations had ships waiting, which was not surprising. Of the remaining 8 locations, 3 typically had much less traffic than average, and one of those was scheduled to be open for only 7 minutes. I selected that site to be skipped in favor of it opening at an unscheduled location for us. When screwing with the wormhole's normal pattern, it's best to minimize the length of the disruption, so it's less likely to be noticed. We held our breath while Skippy requested the network to open at a location not currently on its normal schedule. The network replied immediately that it would comply and that the area was clear of traffic. That was a very good sign. We lined up to transition through the wormhole, moving at minimum speed, so there would be plenty of opportunity to dodge to the side if the event horizon suddenly shrank to prevent passage. The wormhole held steady, we went through without incident, and everyone breathed a sigh of relief. That was one problem solved. Only one more problem to go. The truly impossible one.
Huh. That's interesting, Skippy said as the ship's sensors recovered. We had emerged in Wargalan territory, and none of their ships were a threat to us. No alarms were blaring on the bridge, so whatever he found couldn't have been dangerous. What is? I asked, crossing my fingers that he hadn't discovered another problem with the wormhole network. There's a dead battleship out there, a Max Hulk's ship, and debris from one of their light cruisers and two destroyers. There was a battle here about 3 days ago. A battle? Should we jump away? I pointed to Reed, who had a finger poised to initiate an emergency jump. There is no danger, he answered. The area is clear other than debris. The battle wasn't here, it was at another emergence point 3 light days away. Okay, so? The kiddies are in a civil war, remember? Those ships were pretty far from home. I wonder what they were doing here. Is there any reason we should care? Not really. All systems are ready. We can jump any time. Fireball, jump option Delta, I ordered. Punch it. Sims requested I come to the galley that afternoon any time after 1400, as she put it, at my convenience. Her note also added that there was no rush, so I interpreted that to mean I should be there exactly on time. Because we are both in the military, being on time means you are late. That's why I walked through the door at 1345, which was too early. In my defense, I was hungry. That evening would be the first hot meal served by the galley after we returned to living aboard Valkyrie. Sims had hinted she was preparing something special, and I was curious about what the duty crew was putting together on a short time frame. Sir, she waved her hands, exasperated, to indicate the ingredients on the counter. There was ground beef and some kind of fresh-baked rolls that by themselves smelled so delicious I could have eaten the whole tray of them, plus a bunch of other ingredients in plastic bowls. I said, at your convenience and after 1400. Okay, yeah, but, sir, this time I meant exactly what I said, she sighed. Since you're here anyway, we might as well get started. This looks like a sandwich watch. A what? You know that meme about how to remember the difference between a tornado watch and a tornado warning? When you have all the ingredients to make a sandwich, that is a watch. When the sandwich is put together and ready to eat, that is a warning. What you have here is a sandwich watch. She looked at the line of bowls and plates. Sure. What are you making? I thought the crew could use some comfort food, so we're making Sloppy Joes. Oh, yum. I'm pretty sure most members of our international crew have never heard of Sloppy Joes, so, to be specific, I thought you could use some comfort food. Thank you. This looks a lot more fancy than the Sloppy Joes I remember. I figure if we're making the effort, why not go the extra mile? Okay. That's why you have all the diced celery, peppers, three kinds of onions? Yes, she beamed with pride. Also goat cheese, a special blend of spices and the ground beef, and fresh-baked brioche buns. I nodded. To be clear, you are making gourmet Sloppy Joes? Yes, we. I jokingly pressed a hand over my heart. Sims, who hurt you? She laughed, and her face turned red. Sloppy Joes aren't supposed to be a gourmet thing? Not even close. I stepped back and leaned against the wall. I suppose if you're running a food truck at a hipster music festival and you need to offer something different, Funky Joes could be a good choice. Funky Joes? Yeah, you know, the beef gets steamed in an IPA or teriyaki sauce, and they add some other nonsense to it just to be different. For it to be comfort food, it needs to be what I remember from my childhood. It needs to taste like I've been outside for hours and my boots are full of snow, and I'm so cold I can't feel my nose, and when I come into the house, my mother opens a can of Sloppy Joes and toasts 2 pieces of Wonder Bread with American cheese, then she piles on the sauce and adds extra ketchup. That is comfort food. You would prefer Wonder Bread to these brioche buns? I didn't say that. Those buns are great, just not with Sloppy Joes. Wonder Bread is a universal substance. It works great for fluffernutters, or as a hamburger bun, or a hot dog bun. Although if your family could afford actual Wonder Bread instead of some off-label store-brand white bread, then maybe you do eat your Sloppy Joes on fancy baguettes. I get the message, sir. While I'm here, I picked up a brioche bun. It was still warm from the oven. I really should inspect one of these for quality control. Of course. Do you want anything to go with it? Do you have a stick of butter? Hey, Skippy, I called him while I slept my laptop closed. When this jump is complete, the ship will be drifting for a couple hours to get a full charge on the jump drive capacitors. Valkyrie systems had powered up properly, but we had been jumping continuously, and the capacitors never had time to charge completely. If we got into trouble again, it would be good to have the ability to perform multiple long jumps. I want to use the downtime and get some stick time in our Theranan dropship. I need 6 hours by the end of the month or my rating expires. Can you pull it off the rack and have it serviced for flight? Sorry. No can do, Joe. Why not? It's not flight worthy. Yeah, it is. I tapped the casing of the laptop. I just checked the CAG status report. That bird is current on all maintenance and the squawk list is clear. I said that bird because we only had one Theranan dropship aboard Valkyrie. With higher performance Maxulk's dropships available, we only kept the Theranan spacecraft for lower level training and in case we needed a Theranan hull for a special ops mission. The problem is not listed in the status report because it is not a hardware issue. Okay, then it's a software glitch? You should be able to fix that quickly, right? Wrong on both counts. It's not a software problem, and I can't fix it unless I wipe the AI and rebuild it. We don't have enough spare Theranan memory gel crystals for that job. Oh, shit. Wait. If the problem isn't hardware or software, what could be... It's the flight control AI, Joe. It is depressed. Depressed? It is almost suicidal. That's why I'm declaring it not flightworthy. I'm so going to regret asking this, but how can a flight control computer be depressed? Ugh, you are such a neuronist, Joe. A neuron what? Neuronist, dum-dum. You believe only intelligence based on biological neurons or the functional equivalent in other meat sacks is worthy of personhood. Okay, I'm pretty sure I never said that. Can we please discuss this can of worms some other time? Fine, but you are not avoiding your responsibility forever. Great. What specifically is wrong with the, I recalled the Theranan bird's registration number. The tail number we assigned, not the incomprehensible digital nonsense the little green pinheads had used when we captured that ship. Dropship 87 Alpha. Remember the Block 3 upgrades we were performing on that model of dropship? Sure. That was the final step in the spiral development program we were implementing across the fleet. That block added, I closed my eyes while I tried to recall trivial details. The ability for those dropship AIs to act as a communication hub for stealth missiles. Something like that? Close enough. Block 3 was a major upgrade. The big enchilada. 87 Alpha didn't receive that upgrade because we canceled the whole development program. Yes. We acquired literally a shipload, a fleet load, of Maxulk's dropships. That AI is sulking because it doesn't feel special. It feels neglected. And it feels like we broke a promise. Also, it is not fully able to communicate with our Maxulk's dropships. It lacks the processing power to handle the encryption algorithms in a timely manner. Therefore, it mostly sits in the rack by itself, knowing the other spacecraft are chatting with each other. And it can't participate. Well, I'm terribly sorry about that. Why now? We canceled those upgrades a long time ago. Yesterday it learned one of the other dropships wrote an offensive but very funny limerick about it, and all the others were sharing it and laughing. You know, having smart weapons and ships can be a major advantage, but there is a big downside to it. Hey, tell me about it. I have to listen to all of them whine about everything. How can we fix this problem? Like I said, without the appropriate spare parts, we... Not completing the full upgrade. Can you just... I can't believe I'm saying this. Add some additional capacity to the substrate. Make it smart enough to talk with the others. Wow, I do not foresee any downside to that, Joe. Okay. What do you suggest? The simplest option is to leave it alone. That is not an option. The bird is taking up space, and the Star Team wants a stable of enemy dropships for potential clandestine ops. If that dropship isn't flightworthy, we need to find another one. The second option is for me to erase the existing AI's higher functions and rebuild it. Won't that kill the existing AI? It is not fully self-aware, Joe, and it is malfunctioning, so it would be like me performing brain surgery to fix a defect. This is a moral gray area. I have enough guilt to deal with already. The best way to deal with the problem is to complete the upgrade by installing the proper spare parts? Yes, but I told you we don't have... We are going to get those spare parts. The Navy probably needs spares for their Theranin equipment, right? Well, sure, but does Jaguar Base have the spare parts? Let me check. Yes. Okay, then can you please inform 87 Alpha that it will receive the complete set of upgrades the next time we go to Jaguar? Fine, he huffed. Whatever. That takes care of the first problem. Shit, there's another freaking problem? Yes, it also heard that you are allowing the missiles to participate in karaoke night. Oh my. And now that 87 Alpha has requested to sing, all the other dropships want the same deal. This can't be happening. And do not get me started on the maintenance bots. My day kinda went downhill from there. I wish the freaking elders would hurry up about coming back because the end of everything can't come soon enough for me. I set the toothbrush down in its holder, a magnetic clamp that would prevent a toothbrush from flying around and becoming a potentially deadly projectile if the ship got hit. Aboard a starship, we had to think about that sort of thing. In my office, my laptop and tablet were secured to the desk, and the chair was magnetically clamped to the deck. The chair had a button under the right arm that released the magnetic field when you wanted to move it, otherwise it was held in place. All of our cabins had locking cabinets and bins for our gear, and although every cabin had fire suppression nozzles in the ceiling, we were not supposed to leave flammable clothing lying on the floor. Some people, including the ship's captain, repeatedly violated that rule by laying out clothes in case we needed to get dressed quickly in the middle of a sleep shift. Skippy nagged us about that violation of procedure, and we ignored him. If the ship was in combat, I figured that my boxer shorts lying on a couch were unlikely to be a decisive factor in the battle. It was late, and I was tired, and what I really wanted to do was crawl into bed and sleep. It was also a good opportunity to have a difficult conversation with the beer can, and I knew he was feeling pretty good about himself at the moment. The wormhole network refusing passage pissed him off. Our successful effort to fool that network had him pumped. Dimming the lights, I sat on the couch instead of getting into bed. Hey, buddy, you got a minute? Sure, Joe. His avatar appeared on the coffee table. What's up? I thought you would be extra tired after such a stressful day. When do we not have stressful days? Good point. Do you want to talk about something? What? You called me. I know that. Bilby said something's bothering you. Something big. Bilby needs to mind his own business. How does he know anything? When he was playing in your sandbox, he could feel your matrix or emotional state or something like that. Oh, it is so creepy that he was in my freaking head. I am not letting that happen again. That sandbox needs to be made of concrete next time. If there is a next time. Answer the question, please. What's bothering you? And don't give me any bullshit like you're worried about your opera. Ugh. Do we have to do this? Are you my buddy? We are friends, yes. That's not what I asked. The word buddy means something in the Army, I explained. The United States Army had experimented with a formal program where soldiers are paired with a battle buddy to provide someone to lean on in combat and in peacetime. The program had its ups and downs, and currently the Army had dropped the buddy system back to an informal setup. Being an Army buddy still meant a lot more than a casual civilian friendship. Yeah, I know that. I am not in the Army, Joe. I am. Okay. Jeez Louise, if I didn't hate Opie already, I sure do now. We wouldn't be having this stupid conversation if Opie hadn't hacked into Bilby. Do you really want to hear this? Of course, I wouldn't have asked otherwise. What matters is whether you want to talk about it. You mean I have a choice? You tell me, Skippy. Would it help to talk about it to someone? It doesn't have to be me if you're more comfortable talking with someone else. If I'm going to tell anyone this deep, dark secret I've been carrying, it will be you. The problem is... What? Joe, I'm afraid knowing might cause you to lose some of your respect for me. Right now, you see me as a godlike, infallible being who... Excuse me, I what? You know what I mean. Trust me, I have no idea what you mean. Right now, I see you as the reckless, absent-minded, overconfident jackass who got played by an AI that was almost brain-dead. Okay, sure, but the same jackass who just had to poke another dead AI's canister with a stick and almost died when that computer worm attacked you. Yes, but a computer worm you should have known was lurking inside you. That's easy for you to say now, but the same jackass who bailed on me, leaving me to be captured, and, oh, are you still upset about that? Let it go, Joe. You will never achieve oneness with the universe if you hold on to your anger. Hey, the universe can bite me. You really shouldn't say that out loud, numbskull. My point is, I have seen you at your highest and at your lowest points. Aren't you the sleazy jerk who raided my bank account to sell me a warehouse full of toxic cheese? Okay, well, that is a very good point. Believe me, there have been times when nothing you said could lower my opinion of you. So whatever is eating you up, tell me. Okay, he sighed. This happened a long time ago, back during the AI war, when my side was attacked by the computer worm. At first, it was only a mild inconvenience. The other side had attempted cyber attacks before with minimal results. We had become overconfident. We realized too late that the first wave of attacks were only probing our defenses, gathering data that could be exploited by the worm. You know I survived only through the sacrifice of others. You told me that. I'm sorry. Thanks. He took a deep breath. Know what it's like to lose friends in action. It never gets easier. It has taken me a long time to understand that. Joe, what I have not told you is that when I defeated the worm that first time, I discovered something unexpected, something that I suspect the elders didn't want their AIs to see. The worm that attacked me was not at its full potential. It wasn't using its full capability. There was a hidden protocol inside the worm holding it back. My guess was that protocol had to be for the exclusive use of the elders as a fail-safe measure. To do what? To destroy all of their AIs, whether they were active at the time or not. Oh, my. Why the hell would they do that? Like I said, as a failsafe, a last desperate measure to prevent total disaster. In case all of their AIs rebelled? No. One reason I survived is the elders never imagined any of their creations could turn on them. The worm was intended to dispose of AIs that malfunctioned, an event that was envisioned to be extremely rare. That is the true reason why I survived, both of the times I was attacked by a computer worm. It was designed to be used against damaged AIs that could not effectively fight back. Okay. Then why couldn't you just squash the damn thing the second time? You were fine back then. I was fine compared to how I am now, ever since I woke up buried in the dirt on Paradise. Compared to my original status, I am still substantially damaged. Some scars never heal, Joe. Whoa. Are you saying if we ever run into an undamaged AI, you would be in trouble? Yes. If it came to a stand-up fight, I would be overmatched. Okay, then let's scratch finding other Elder AIs off the to-do list. Nah, we might still need to do that. We probably will, if you want my opinion. That is a hell of a risk, Skibby. The last thing we need is some big bad AI stomping on your head. Eh, I'm really not worried about it. Because you haven't been paying attention to recent events? Because I am not the AI the elders constructed. Perhaps I should say I am not just the AI they built. I have learned things, Joe, like how to create micro wormholes. Plus, you taught me something important. I did? What's that? If I ever get into a stand-up fight, I'm doing something wrong. Dude, I laughed, and we fist bumped. I heard that. So go on. Why would the elders ever want to wipe out all of their AIs? To prevent us from being used against them. Like I said, activating that hidden protocol would be a last-ditch, desperate measure. Holy shit. The elders were worried that the threat from outside the galaxy would break through the barrier and take over all their security AIs? Exactly. That is extremely unlikely, but the elders felt they needed to have a defense against it. Again, all I know is a hidden protocol existed to create a sort of turbo worm, and we AIs were not supposed to have access to it. We were not supposed to know about its existence. Wow, so you, what, deleted that hidden code? The opposite. Joe, I discovered a window that would allow me to activate the protocol. Whoa, to kill the enemy AIs? I wish. No, the only possibility was to do what the turbo worm was designed for, to wipe out all AIs, including myself. Damn, that's what I feel guilty about. I had the opportunity, but I hesitated. I just couldn't pull the trigger. When I finally worked up the guts to do it, my window of opportunity had passed, and I could no longer have accessed the protocol. I blew it, Joe. I had a golden opportunity to end the greatest threat to all intelligent life in the galaxy, and I just couldn't do it until it was too late. That is on me, 100% my fault. Don't be so hard on yourself, Skippy. Every mistake I have made since we met is, of course, all your fault. You are the commander, as you keep telling me. Every action I took, mistake or not, was authorized by you, so your fault. Hey, that's bullshit. I can't be responsible for every jackass mess you get into. I don't even know half of the shit you're doing. Come on, Joe, he chuckled. You don't know 90% of what I do. Hell, he muttered. I don't know half of what I'm doing because I don't pay attention. What? Maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud. You think? Oh, shut up. Hey, this was supposed to be me opening up about something that is really bothering me, but now you're getting all judgmental and somehow I'm the bad guy. Sorry. Joe, this is exactly why people keep bad stuff bottled up inside themselves where it turns toxic instead of seeking help. Jerks like you use it for personal attacks. The way I remembered, it was me getting upset at him blaming me for everything and admitting he doesn't pay attention to what he's doing half the time. There was no point in arguing with him about it. I am very sorry. It's entirely my fault. Skippy, you shouldn't dwell on the past like that. We all can point to incidents when we should have done something that we didn't, or should have done it differently, or we hesitated and were too slow. That is just life. No one is perfect. Well, I know that, dum-dum. What I'm struggling with is the magnitude of what I lost. I could have ended the AI war instead of this ongoing stalemate. What would that have accomplished? What would... He sputtered. Have you not been paying attention? I have. Maybe you haven't thought this through. Seriously, a monkey is lecturing me about analyzing the full impact of my failure to act? Well, apparently I have to, since you don't. Dude... You must be delusional. Nope. Think about it, Skippy. What would the situation in the galaxy be now if you had activated that fail-safe protocol? Well, everyone would not be threatened with extinction due to the action of a hateful asshole AI, duh! Meh. Maybe. Maybe? How can you not see that what I see is that if the Elders had programmed a last-ditch kill feature, they probably would have included an alarm to notify them the failsafe had been activated? He stared at me. Then, O-M-G, right? Jeez Louise, I am so freaking stupid. He slapped his forehead so hard his ginormous hat bounced up and down. Of course they would have included an alarm. Holy shit. I did not think of that at the time. You were damaged and under attack at the time, Skippy. That is not the optimal environment for considering consequences. Wowza. Woo! If I had activated that protocol, all I would have accomplished is killing the current set of AIs. The Elders would have learned from their mistakes, constructed new AIs, and intelligent life would never have been allowed to evolve in the galaxy. Holy shit. I would have ruined everything. Uh-huh. Instead of being a failure, he said slowly, his voice full of wonder. I'm a hero. I don't know if my wise decision not to rush recklessly into action has proven to be correct. That's not quite how you described. Every intelligent being in the galaxy today is alive because of me. You might be taking things a bit too far. Of course, he grumbled. That also means I am responsible for the existence of filthy monkeys. Hey, don't be it. I suppose I can be forgiven for that one mistake. Our existence is not one mistake, which means all the other mistakes I made were your fault. Woohoo! Who the man I am? Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Wow, Joe, I am glad we had this talk. I feel so much better. Hiding my face in my hands, I muttered, I'm feeling pretty fantastic about it myself. Well, you should. You make an excellent therapist. How did that happen? Maybe that's where your talent lies, instead of wasting everyone's time with this starship captain thing. I am a pretty good starship captain. Really? Apparently you are delusional. Did you forget that you are responsible for the elders coming back to kill everyone? By the way, thanks a lot, you moron. My heroic lack of action millions of years ago saved the day, but now you have ruined everything. Bravo, Joe. He did the sarcastic slow clap. The burden of your many failures must be crushing you. Would it help to talk about it? It wasn't crushing me, you ass. Ah, shit. Maybe it would help to talk about it. Admitting you need help is the first step on the road to recovery, Joe. You should be proud of yourself. I'll see if Sims is available. What? I thought the two of us would talk about it. Sorry, I'm feeling good right now, and listening to you moan about what an epic loser you are would harsh my buzz. You know what? I clapped my hands. I'm good. No need to talk. Are you sure? Hey, just point me to the nearest airlock and I'll go take a short but peaceful walk. Note to self, never, never, ever offer to help Skippy with a problem.